You are listening to an audio recording of the Good Friday Reflection from St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Blackrock and in Bray.
There's a word that we don't use very much in church anymore. Yet it is a word that is used throughout the whole Bible. It summarizes the writings of the Old Testament prophets. It was the foundation of the preaching of John the Baptist. It was at the heart of the message of Jesus. And it was the application of the first sermon preached by the Spirit-filled apostles on the day of Pentecost. It's the word repent. Repent simply means to turn away from one thing and move towards something else. It's used in the Bible to talk about the act of turning away from sin and moving towards God. And the gospel of Jesus Christ tells us that when we repent of our sins and come to God, he will forgive us and bless us with the gift of eternal life. So then why don't we like talking about it? Maybe it's because we don't like talking about sin. Maybe it's because we don't like admitting that we've failed and we've made mistakes. Maybe it's because we don't want to confess our lack of love for God and for our neighbor. Today is Good Friday, and we are here to reflect on the death of Jesus. And when we look at the cross, we see two things very clearly. We see our sin, but we see God's love. The Apostle Peter explains the meaning of Good Friday like this. Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. Jesus lived an innocent and godly life. He was righteous and perfect. So his suffering was not a result of his own sin. His suffering, his pain, his anguish was a result of our sin. And when we look at the cross, we need to understand that that should have been us. That should have been me. The shame, the wrath, the separation from God that Christ endured is the punishment that is deserved for my sin and for your sin and for the sins of the whole world. Christ died for sins. Once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. Our sin is great, but the love of God is greater than that. The cross shows us the weight of our sin so that it can take it away from us and remove it away from us as far as the east is from the west. The death of Jesus was to bring you into the eternal love of the Father. Today is Good Friday. Today is a day of repentance. Today is a day to confess our sins and receive forgiveness in the name of Jesus Christ. Today is a day to turn away from sins and be brought in to the presence of God. Lord Jesus, I am sorry for the things that I have done wrong in my life. Please forgive me. I now turn from everything that I know is wrong. Thank you that you died on the cross for me so that I could be forgiven and set free. Thank you that you offer me forgiveness and the gift of your Spirit. I now receive that gift. Please come into my life by your Holy Spirit and be with me forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this audio sermon from St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. For more Church at Home resources, please go to our website, standrewschurchblackrock.ie.